Welcome to From Caving In to Crushing It, the podcast for those who find themselves immersed in adversity and choose to write their story instead of having others write it for them. I'm Drew Duraney, and I'm your host.
Today's guest is Dorothy Odell. Dorothy Odell is from Windsor, Ontario, Canada. She is the founder of Unstoppable Overcomers Productions and Full Service Media Agency. She believes our story matters. Every story has an element of hope. In a world that is full of hopelessness, they are the hope dealers. From their shows, to their courses, to their clients, Dorothy and her team bring hope to entry level, every level. They help you get your story and your brand in front of the world, whether that be on one of their shows, speaking engagements, or other live and virtual events. They are committed to getting you seen by the world. For more information or to schedule a discovery call, email Dorothy at G-R-A-H-A-M, that's Graham, Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y, 408, at gmail.com, or go to her website at www.unstoppableovercomers.com. Enjoy the show. Dorothy, my friend, my sister from another mister. It's so good to see you.
It's amazing to see you, my friend. Oh, I always love getting together with you.
Absolutely. I always like to thank the person or people or events that introduced us. And if I remember correctly, I have a spreadsheet here, which I intended to look at it before I started recording, but you know, I didn't because we were talking, and when you and I talk, we could talk forever. Let me see. I think I have you. Yeah, I don't even have you under Odell. I have you under Graham. I think it's Christy Matusiak. That's who I'm going to.
Yes, Dr. Christy.
I think it was Dr. Christy. She is awesome. So I'm gonna say that it is Dr. Christy. So Dr. Christy, thank you for introducing us. Because this is that. Yep, Christy, I have right here. So yeah, because my friendship with Dorothy is the gift that keeps on giving, and you always want good gifts that keep on giving, not other stuff. So thank you, Christy. So Dorothy, this is part two of you being on, and yeah, I'm sure there are going to be more parts because you are evolving as a human being, and I love you doing it right in front of my eyes, and I love hearing it and seeing it, and you're an inspiration. So and you know, this program has evolved. I talk more lately about how when we're young, we're taught that life is linear, and it's not really a malicious teaching from who we're surrounded by, but we're told if you do A plus B plus C, D is going to happen. Life is going to be great. Everything's fine. And we tend to believe it when we're young because we haven't experienced anything. And then life gets in the way and we have to make decisions. And there are what I call defining moments in life that come that are in front of us every single moment. And depending on our level of awareness, we're either woman number one, woman two, or woman three, and we're man one, two, and three. So for the sake of argument, I'm going to say women because you're a woman. So woman number one is that woman where these adversities in front of her, defining moments in front of her, doesn't even notice it, blind spots like you wouldn't believe, and continue just to go through life because this is how life is supposed to be, and you just do it. Then there's woman number two, where she notices adversity, notices stuff's going on, yet she plays the victim. This is life doing it to her. This sucks. I'm blaming everybody. This is life. I'll just keep going. And then there's woman number three, who you are, where at some point in your life, whether it's the tap on the shoulder or the 2x4 upside the head, you're like, shoot, Dorothy, there's something in front of me. That's not a barrier. That's an opportunity for improvement. That's life doing this for me. I'm going to take this on, do something different, and change my life. That's who you are. And that's the woman I interview on this show. And I wanted to bring you back because you're doing more things. That you are even more so woman number three. And so for the sake of argument, and it's going to be fun because when I ask you to reach back for the defining moment that put you on the path you're on now, I'm thinking it might be a different defining moment from the defining moment you gave us when you were on last time. This should be fun. Reach back. The Dorothy you are now. How the heck did it happen?
That is a great question. And you're right. I don't even remember the answer I gave last time. So, because I'm not even the same person I was last time.
That's the point.
So, my defining moment, the start of the defining moment was, I thought I had it all. I had a great marriage. Finally, we bought our first home. And I still felt that there was something more
Okay. You're breaking up a
that
little
I
bit on the
needed
audio.
to
You're breaking up a little bit on the audio, so.
do. Before I met my husband, I did a
Yeah.
lot of volunteering in the local soup kitchen. Okay, so hold on one second.
Yeah.
Let me take this Wi-Fi off. There we
Turn
go.
it.
Is that better?
Yep. And I don't even edit
Okay.
this thing. I don't, because this is like authentic live and everything. I'm not even going to edit this. So this
All
is
right.
what happens. So go ahead. Okay. So I thought it happily married. I thought you had everything and.
Yeah, thought I had everything, and I truly did, but there was just something felt like I was missing, and I went to my husband because when you're married and you were a certified people pleaser, you don't want to rock the boat because the
Sure.
marriage is great, and so you don't want to rock that boat. But then I thought, you know what? I sat down with my husband. And I'm like, before I met you, I was involved in all these different things, and I feel like part of me is missing. And I said, I would really love to get back involved in the community, and I would love to get back involved in a lot of different things. And he was 100% on board. Like, he didn't understand it, but he's just like, okay, do what you got to do. And that was the journey. That was the start of something like crazy. That was 4 years ago, and since then, I had this burning desire to get my story out. So, like, I
Right.
wrote my book. That was
Yep.
great,
Yeah.
but then I thought, there's still something more. And then I started one of my shows, and then I met the veterans. And
Right.
when I found out that 44 were day 44 Veterans Day were dying by suicide, I knew I needed to change that.
Yeah.
So that started me on the trail of helping veterans and first responders, especially with their mental health.
Right.
And as somebody who has had several people from the military serve in my family, I knew that the importance of it. And so I knew that I really had to, I focused on that.
Right.
So that's great and wonderful. And I had also had set, shared before that I had an uncle that took his life
Yeah.
on Christmas Day, and so I knew what that was like. And so I'm walking around and I'm working in the job that I have, and I'm like just meeting all these people that are sharing their stories, and something in them was like, they're alive but they're dead inside. They're overwhelmed. They
Yeah.
have no idea what their next steps are. They are just putting one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
They're thriving, they're surviving, not thriving.
Yes.
And this is everyday people, like
Yeah.
civilians.
Absolutely. 100%.
And I'm looking at these people, and I'm not going to say that I've never been there, because there's been several points in my life that I've been there. And I'm like, how can I help these people? How can I help them evolve from where they're at to where they want to go, to where they want to be in life? And so I'm like, how did I overcome what I did to, like the bullying, the low self-esteem, the abusive relationships, all of that? Like, how did I pull myself out of the ashes and be the phoenix? So I thought, okay, so why not help other people do the same thing? And
Absolutely.
so I that was, the next thing that is that has evolved, just putting a program into place to do that, to help people and just really help them. And every coach I've had says, you have to go within yourself to find out what this is. And I thought that was the biggest bullshit ever. And I and until I was just like, okay, why am I still in the same place? Like, why is that, right? And so that's part of the one of the steps that I do. Like, we really have to look at our own crap.
You have to
Because if
do it.
we don't look at our own crap, then we're not going to move forward.
Very
right? If
true.
we don't deal with it, and healing, I've always said, is like an onion, layer after layer after layer.
So true. Yeah.
So you can think you've got it all,
Yeah.
but then somebody's going to come along unbeknowing and say something that's going to put you over the edge.
Yeah.
And you're going to think, why did that put me over the edge? Like, it was just a simple statement.
Exactly.
Because there's something driving you
Yeah.
subconsciously that you might not even be aware of until you start
Absolutely.
to take a deep dive, right?
Absolutely.
So, that's one of the things we take a look at, and when was the last time you had fun? Like, really go out
Yeah,
and
that's a
did
good
something
question.
for you.
That's a very good question. And my kids have asked me that, and I don't have an answer. I have to reach back almost to college, and you're talking about 40 years ago. So, yes, 30 some odd years ago. Yep, I know
So
the feeling.
we put everybody ahead of us.
We do.
I know that as a certified people pleaser, and trust me, I am no longer that people pleaser. And
Right.
that's why some of my family members may not be 100% okay
Yeah.
with the new Dorothy,
All right.
but the new Dorothy needs to take care of Dorothy.
Absolutely.
Like,
Yep.
I don't know about you, but the old tapes, especially from my grandmother, you have to take care of your man. If you want to keep your man, you really got to
I
bend
love
over backwards for him.
that. Yeah.
And I took advice from somebody who got divorced.
Yeah.
And I'm not making her wrong for that. I mean,
No, I get you. I
my
understand that.
grandfather
Yeah.
was my grandfather, and that's
Yep.
all I'll say. I won't
Yeah.
speak ill of the dead.
No.
And I'm thinking, wait a minute here. I'm taking advice from somebody whose relationships were not that great.
Yep.
And I don't live back in the 50s and 60s,
Yeah.
right?
Yep. Things change. Yep. Oh my God.
And no disrespect to my husband, but if he could bring home $200,000 and I don't have to work a year, and take care of the home where I don't have to work outside of the home,
Yeah.
then fine. I'll bend over backwards and I'll do anything you want.
Yeah,
But in
yeah.
this day and age, with the cost of everything the way it
No, we
is,
can't. We all need to pitch in. Yeah. Yep. We
we
all
all need to pitch in.
Yeah.
So those ideals that we got from our parents or our grandparents
Yeah.
no longer apply to this
No,
day and
they
age.
certainly don't. Nope. They certainly don't.
And as a family, like, we work together.
Yes.
And basically, that's so taking those old tapes that we've had running in the back of our
Yeah.
head and getting rid of those
Yeah, that's
are
really important.
imperative.
Absolutely. Yes, they are. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even remember the last time someone, if I remember when my dad was diagnosed with cancer,
Yeah.
and I was the only one that took the we were allowed free counseling at the time, and the first thing I took advantage of it, and the counselor, the first thing she said to me was, "What do you do for self-care?" And I laughed in her face, and
Yeah.
she
Like, what's
says,
that?
"What is that? Like, I've lived in chaos my entire life.
Yeah.
I'm getting married. My hero just got diagnosed with cancer, and I've taken care of my parents my entire life. Now I'm taking care of my husband who's has an autoimmune disease."
Yeah.
And things like this, and you want me to find time for me. And she says, "Well, if you don't, you're going to have a nervous breakdown," which amazingly, I had not
Not yet.
had.
Yeah, at that point.
At that point, I had not had. And I can remember back when I lived at home, my parents and I had the same doctor. And so my parents would talk to him about me.
Of
And of
course
course,
they would.
I would talk to him about them.
Right.
And got the real truth of what the everything was. And so our doctor at one point had said, "I'm really afraid for her." And my parents said, he said this to her, them, not me. He
Oh,
says,
wow.
she has gone through so much change and stuff in her life that it's just in along the same lines as a Vietnam veteran."
Okay.
And I was, and that time I wasn't dealing with veterans. Like, I
Oh,
wasn't in that
wow.
space. And
Interesting.
I'm just looking at that, and I'm thinking, well, that's funny. He could tell you and not me, because at that time I had just gotten out of the abusive relationship. I had just gotten out of an abusive job. I had just gotten rid of a lot of different things. And the change that I had within those 2 years was would probably have made anybody else just sink.
I would think so, yeah.
Right?
Sounds like it. Yep, absolutely.
And so, anyways, so all that to say that I had never ever put myself first,
Okay.
ever,
Yeah.
up until that moment.
I'm
And
with you. I'm
so,
with you on that because I had never done that either. Okay. This is
right?
helpful. Go ahead.
So, you know, putting all these things together and making a program that says, hey, wait a minute, if I can do it, you can. And now we're bringing this out to the civilian world.
Okay,
So
what's the name of
that's,
the program?
it's op called Operation Hope, and Hope
Right.
stands for helping other people evolve.
Okay, so let's use the duration of this episode, if you so desire, to talk about
Sure.
Operation Hope, because I'm on board with you on this.
Yes. So Operation Hope is a 7-week program that I've designed. Like I said, we're going to take people right back to the beginning, help them get past their limiting beliefs, those tapes that they've been carrying around with them for decades.
Yep.
We're going to, you know, take a look at those, put some truth to the lies that you've been really
Yeah.
living in, right?
Right,
So we're going to
right.
put truth to that. We are going to help you design your own roadmap from where you were to where you want to be.
Okay, beautiful.
And we're going to also put together, you know, a self-care program specifically for you, because we want you to do what you like, not what I think you should like.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful. Yep,
Right?
write your
Because it's
own
about
story.
you.
Yep, write
It's
your own
not about
story.
me. And we are gonna have fun while doing it. We are going to also, because I believe in giving back.
Yes.
So we're also going to, you know, give back to our communities as well as part of the program.
Good.
So we spend a good chunk of it though going through your old beliefs and all that, because it takes, once you get past that, it's like an open geyser, right?
Yeah,
So
no,
what's
absolutely.
next? What's next, right? So yeah, that's what we do for 7 weeks. We put that program in place. We help you. I'm also going to do things a little bit differently. The first time I didn't have a Facebook group, but this time I'm going to have a Facebook group too, so that if during the week, we meet once a week, but if you have questions during the week while you're doing your homework, because yes, there will be homework,
You need
you know,
homework,
I
yeah,
can,
definitely.
yes.
Gotta work for yourself.
You know, that way you can do the home, you can ask me questions during the week, and that way when we meet up as a group, then you know we'll be ready to go.
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. I love that. I love that. Well, I want to learn more about it after we hit the record, the unrecord button or the stop button, because that's something I would love to get involved in and help you out. So the essence of Dorothy Graham O'Dell has evolved even more so. So, and I would love if it's the same audience who listened to part one of you also listening now, because there's now an additional essence of Dorothy Graham O'Dell that's been captured. Folks, definitely get in touch with Dorothy on LinkedIn, and in the show notes will be her LinkedIn profile link, and also whatever website she wants me to connect you guys to. But get in touch with Dorothy so you can learn more. Of Operation Hope and the other programs that she is working on, because she's helping a tremendous amount of people, diverse like you wouldn't believe. Talk about evolution. So Dorothy, okay, so now I'm going to ask you the last two questions I ask every guest, and you have answered these two questions before, but it was months ago, so I know you don't
Right.
remember.
No
So
idea.
I'm going to ask him again, and then I'll do a little comparison later, but we'll see, we'll see, we'll see. So you have another opportunity to sit down with young 7 to 10 year old Dorothy to give her advice about life. What are you going to tell her today?
Do not let other people talk you into something else that you don't want to do.
Love it. Love it. Love it. I'm going to take that advice. Okay. Thank you for that. All
You're
right, now
welcome.
switch hats. You're now sitting down with young Dorothy, the young businesswoman entrepreneur, and it's time for some business advice for her. What are you going to tell her?
If you have a coach that is, there's just something inside of you that tells you to run, run.
Run.
Don't listen to advice from from somebody that either has never done it or is telling you something that you know in your gut is 100% incorrect.
Got it. I love it. I love it. That following your inner compass is so important, and many of us don't listen to it. And so you and I are aligned with that. Dorothy, thank you for being in my life, sister. I am inspired by you, and I am so grateful that you are who you are. Keep doing what you're doing. All right.
Thank you. I'm inspired by you. You do the male version of what I do with the female. So I love that.
We gotta
I love that.
we need to unite, because what I believe, and I think you believe it too, we need to develop strong men in this world who want to be with strong women.
Yes.
Because if we can, when we align a strong man with a strong woman, we build strong ties, strong children, strong families, strong society. Tired of the weakness in this world. We need to be strong together and unite, not divide. So we got a lot of work to do, Dorothy, and we'll do it together.
I love that. Let's do it.
Right. Hey, everybody, take care of yourselves, please. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe and give us a review to help others find it. I'd like you to answer this question. Are you living the life you want to live, or are you living the life others want you to live? I'd like you to think about that for a second, because I strongly suggest you live the life you want to live. If you want to learn more about what I stand for and my services and how I'm able to help many men get out of their own way, please go to my website at www.profitcompassion.com. Feel free to also email me at drew@profitcompassion.com. I'd love to have a conversation with you. Take care of yourself and choose to write your own story instead of letting others write it for you.